You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was greeted by United States President Donald Trump at the White House to discuss many things, including ending the war in Gaza. After a lengthy talk, the leaders announced to the press the conditions they had come up with to offer to Hamas, despite no Palestinian or Hamas officials being present. The proposal calls for an immediate ceasefire, a swap of hostages held by Hamas and prisoners held by Israel, a staged Israeli withdrawal from Palestinian territory, and demands that Hamas immediately disarms and renounces any governance in the Strip. The US president's plan would also establish a temporary governing board that would be headed by Trump himself and would include former United Kingdom Prime Minister Tony Blair. Trump then announced Hamas had 3 or 4 days to respond to the deal, and Netanyahu promised that if Hamas were to reject the deal, he would, quote, finish the job in Gaza. To talk about the peace proposal led by Donald Trump, and if it brings the war in Gaza any closer to ending, I spoke to co-chair of the Palestine Solidarity Network Aotearoa, John Minto.
Firstly, what did you make of the conditions of the peace deal?
Well, I think the conditions which they've put forward are simply asking for the complete capitulation of Hamas. And the reason they're asking for that is that Hamas is putting up absolutely fierce resistance to the Israeli troops invading Gaza. And they want that to end. Israel wants this to end because it's going to be far too costly for them. And I think the international public opinion is so strongly in favour of Palestine that the US government now realises it's causing it huge problems by continuing to support Israel the way it is.
And do you see this peace deal as a step towards peace in Gaza?
No, it isn't. It's not a step towards peace at all. It's simply a recolonisation of Palestine organised by the US. So, you know, you've got all these colonial powers meeting together to decide what happens in Palestine, and no one is talking to the Palestinian people. This plan was developed without any Palestinian consultation whatever. So it's very much a colonial mindset which the US is in, and it's one that will not bring peace or justice for Palestinians.
What does it say about the legitimacy of the peace deal that Hamas was not invited and had reportedly not received the deal when it was announced yesterday?
Well, it's just quite deliberately an attempt to force Hamas into a corner and give them a whole series of ultimatums. But I think in that sense, it shows in a sense how weak the proposal from Trump is, because he doesn't have buy-in. This is an enormous attempt to sort of overshadow and overpower Hamas diplomatically and politically, to force it to sign up to a really egregious set of conditions. So we'll see what the reaction of Hamas is, and it'll be interesting to see how things go forward.
Is it realistic for Hamas to accept a peace deal that demands they immediately disarm and renounce any governance in Gaza?
Well, I think Hamas has said it several times in the last several years, in fact, that they don't necessarily see themselves as being in sort of a governorship role in Gaza. They see themselves as part of the armed resistance to Israeli occupation and apartheid and ethnic cleansing. They don't necessarily see themselves as having a role in the ongoing governorship of Gaza. So just where Hamas sees things at the moment, I'm not sure that will be over to them. But yeah, that aspect of the deal was never going to be a deal breaker.
Many Palestinians have been reported to feel sceptical about the deal. Do you think it's reasonable for them to feel that way?
Oh, absolutely. Palestinians will be completely sceptical. This is a deal put together by Trump on behalf of several billionaires who are going to massively profit from this rebuilding effort in Gaza. It is something that's not there for the Palestinian people in any sense at all. And we've got just strong-arm tactics by a whole cabal of horrible people lined up against Palestinians. And by that I mean el-Sisi, the president or prime minister of Egypt, someone who stands with Israel rather than with Palestinians. You've got Mohammed bin Salman, who's basically an Arab despot in the region. You've got Jared Kushner, Trump's son-in-law. So you've got and Tony Blair, the person who was part of that triumvirate of countries which invaded Iraq. So I think we've got a real horrible group of people together here trying to make the most money they can out of this continuing occupation of Gaza.
Netanyahu has promised that if Hamas doesn't accept the peace deal, he will, quote, finish the job in Gaza, and will reportedly have US permission to do so. Does that align with someone who would want peace in the region?
No, it doesn't. This is, in a sense, there's a slight amount of desperation here in what the US is doing, because it knows that the political damage that's being done to the US around the world is absolutely enormous. The US and Western countries in general, New Zealand in particular, have lost any moral authority to speak on any international issue. They're continuing a process of condemning any groups that are fighting anti-colonial struggles, such as the Palestinians, and they want to maintain Western dominance over the entire world. And Trump, the damage being done to Trump now and to the US is so bad that they really do want, they do want to see it finish, but they want to see it finish on their terms with huge economic opportunities from the area of the Gaza Strip.
And in an ideal situation, what does a peace deal actually look like in Gaza?
Well, a peace deal in Gaza would look like a timetable set for Israel to abide by international law and United Nations resolutions. And if that happened, we would have peace and justice in the Middle East without any problem at all, provided the world insists that Israel follow that process. We do not need negotiations. The framework is there. It's been there for 77 years. Palestinians simply need international law and United Nations resolutions to be upheld by everyone in the world and force that onto Israel. It would mean the end of Israel's military occupation. It would mean equal rights for all Palestinians living in historic Palestine, and it would mean the right of return of Palestinian refugees to their land and homes from which they've been expelled by the Israeli military.
That was PSNA co-chair John Minto on the Gaza peace proposal suggested by US President Donald Trump and why Palestinians should be involved in the governance of Gaza. Retired professor in international relations Stephen Hoadley is joining us live to discuss this peace proposal. Hi, Stephen, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Is this Otto?
This is Max from 95BFM. How are you today, Stephen?
Hello, I'm good, Max. Looking forward to having a chat.
Stephen, John Minto stated that this proposal is not a step towards peace in Gaza. Would you agree with that statement?
No, I'm afraid John and I are on opposite sides of the political spectrum. I listened to his final remarks, and essentially he's saying Israel should not exist. Israel has no basis in fact or law that the Palestinians own all of that land, and that there's no place for Jews or the Israeli state. So I think it's going to be hard to find common ground between us.
Would you say that the conditions of this peace deal are reasonable for Palestinians or for Hamas?
Yeah, well, I like the peace deal. It is no different to what the Israelis have been asking for the last 2 years since the massacre in October the 7th. It is simply the removal of Hamas military capability, its governance of the Gaza Strip, a reform of the Palestinian Authority to have elections and the end of corruption and the end of payments to terrorists and the end of denial of Israeli statehood. The 20-point statement is an elaboration of these fundamental requests by Israel, with a couple of new wrinkles, such as the creation of a board of peace, some kind of international security force, and a few other details. But aside from that, it really doesn't bring anything new, except Trump has imposed a 72-hour deadline. And that it does force the issue a little more pointedly. And now the ball is in Hamas court to respond.
What do you make of Benjamin Netanyahu promising to, quote, finish the job in Gaza if Hamas were to reject this peace deal?
I think it's simply a statement of the obvious that Israel is continuing its military offensive in Gaza City as we speak. The ceasefire is conditional on Hamas responding. And as I just looked at the news, Hamas has not yet responded. As soon as Hamas responds favorably, the offensive will stop and there will be a ceasefire in place in Gaza. So if Hamas rejects the conditions, and these are conditions that have been put forward in previous peace proposals, Hamas has rejected them or modified them or in some way evaded them. If they does that, which I think is highly likely, then Israel will continue its military offensive until it captures the entirety of Gaza City and it captures, neutralizes, or imprisons or expels those Gazans who are militants, who are carrying weapons, who are supporting Hamas. And that process will continue to its bitter end. There will be controversy. There'll be outcries about innocent civilians being killed. There will be the usual condemnation of Israel. But it is Israel that is in control. Israel has the military capability. Israel is the neighbor to Gaza. No one else is closer to Gaza than Israel is. And Israel will continue, regardless of public opinion, votes in the United Nations, and other kinds of media criticism.
Do you think that foreign leaders like Donald Trump should play a role in the governance of Hamas if there were to be a peace deal?
No, I don't think Donald Trump. I think he's exactly the wrong person. He just wants to develop Gaza as a real estate opportunity. Tony Blair has a very shadowed reputation as a warmonger in Iraq and now a billionaire slumlord in London. I think that is really flawed. But the basic idea of having an international security force with Arab countries, with the cooperation of the Israelis, so the Arabs would gradually replace the Israel Defense Force in a graduated step-by-step process, I think this is sound. They'll train up a Palestinian police according to the peace plan. The Palestinian police will be not Hamas. They will be neutral. They will keep order, help with the process of disarmament, and eventually become the backbone of security in a new Gazan state, which will become part of a new Palestinian state. So aside from a few hardliners in Israel, nobody is rejecting the idea of an eventual Palestinian state. And that includes the New Zealand government and a half a dozen other governments as well. It is just that the conditions for peace have to be in place before the recognition of a Palestinian state. So it's a matter of sequencing of incremental steps to maximize security, minimize violence, and to provide a roadmap to a desired ending.
Sorry to interrupt you, Max. This is Otto again. I was just wondering if I could possibly ask a question as well.
Sure, go ahead.
Well, so throughout the past 2 years, there's been a number of occasions where fighting in Gaza and Israel's military operations in Gaza have resumed after ceasefire deals have been achieved. Do you think that should Hamas agree to this deal, that it could truly mark an end to the war in Gaza and that Palestinians in Gaza can rest assured, knowing that the fighting will stop?
Yes, if the conditions of the 20-point peace plan are accepted by Hamas. Hamas gives up its weapons. Those members can accept an amnesty, which is now being offered, or they can exile. They can go to Iran or Turkey or wherever it will receive them and get safe passage out of Gaza. And I have no doubt that the Israeli government will follow through. Yes, there's some hotheads, Smotrich and Ben-Gavir in the cabinet. Look, they can be sidelined. They're only two out of a cabinet of 20. That cabinet may fall. There may be new elections in Israel. I have no doubt that Israel is, by and large, a law-abiding country, that if Hamas keeps its side of the deal, Israel will keep its side of the deal, and there can be peace in the Middle East.
All right. Thanks for coming on the show today to talk about this, Stephen. We really appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome. Anytime.
That was retired professor in international relations Stephen Hoadley on the Gaza peace proposal suggested by US President Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday at the White House.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.